From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you with this Thursday edition of The Living Truth as we are studying the Great Commission. In fact, our series is entitled this week, Reviewing the Great Commission, and the notes and the outlines are available for your asking. I would encourage you to get them so that you can continue to study this in a further detail on your own. And of course, at the end of the program, Jim O'Brien will be back to give you our contact information. But we've been looking at this very serious concept of the Great Commission. And I've been defining the Great Commission as the divine command from the Lord Jesus Christ to evangelize the lost, and it is extended to all Christians and every local church to obey, to be actively involved with, and to endeavor to fulfill from the birth of the church in Acts chapter 2 until the redemption of the church in the rapture as described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And so far in our study this week, we've asked the question not only what is the Great Commission, but when was the Great Commission given, where is the Great Commission recorded in Scripture, and why was the Great Commission given. And I gave six reasons yesterday as to why the Great Commission was given, and that is to make Christ known to the lost, to preach the gospel to the world, to give people the opportunity to become saved, to reconcile the world to God, to reduce Satan's effect in the world, and to glorify God. Now, I could add some components to that, but those are the foundational reasons why the Great Commission was given. And you'll note when you read through the book of the Acts and the epistles how the early church fulfilled that Great Commission. In fact, in Acts chapter 26, when the Apostle Paul was basically giving his testimony before King Agrippa, he talked about how he himself got saved and how the Lord Jesus Christ gave to him directly, personally, the Great Commission. And it's interesting to see what Christ told Paul that Paul related to Agrippa. And notice, if you would please, Acts chapter 26 and verse 18, where Christ was giving the Apostle Paul his personal Great Commission. He was saying, Paul, your responsibility is to open their eyes, that is, open the eyes of the Gentiles, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Now, I'm not going to take the time today to talk about that verse, but take a look at it. Because, you see, we are talking about the fact that the Great Commission is given to the church to fulfill throughout this entire dispensation. But it is also a commission given to every individual Christian. And Paul's own testimony there in Acts chapter 26, really verses 15 through 18, relate the fact that Paul knew that Christ had given him the Great Commission to fulfill, and he did it. Which leads us to the next question, and that is this. How is the Great Commission fulfilled? How is the Great Commission fulfilled? Every Christian is to be involved with fulfilling it. Every local church is to be involved with fulfilling it. But how is it fulfilled? Well, first of all, by a strong emphasis on evangelism and missions in the local church. Let me repeat that, please. by a strong emphasis on evangelism and missions in the local church. Pastor, I want to ask you, and I'm talking to you pastor to pastor. I've been a pastor over 45 years. That doesn't mean anything other than the fact that I've been a pastor over 45 years. But down through those 45 years, I've endeavored to build a church on missions and evangelism. Why? Because I believe that that's what the Bible tells us to do. So I ask you, dear pastor, is your church evangelistic? Is your church missions-minded? That is how to fulfill the Great Commission in your church. Now, you'll say, what is evangelism, Pastor Gary? Well, evangelism is taking the gospel to the lost so that they might have the opportunity to become born again. And we are to do that right outside our church doors to the furthest distance from our church on earth. As the Great Commission says in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, where it is given as Jesus Christ spoke, and we read that the other day, where Jesus clearly said this, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem," that's at home, "and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." The mission field of the local church is the world, the world. It starts outside your front door, Pastor, but then it goes to the farthest reach on the face of the earth from your church. Are you evangelizing? Missions is tied into evangelism. Missions is a little bit more than evangelism. In fact, the way I define missions, simply speaking, is this: evangelism, church planting, and discipleship. Evangelism, church planting, and discipleship. Missions begins with evangelism, but then it continues with planting a church in an area, whether it's a town in the United States of America or some village over in Kenya or India, whatever the case. And then discipleship. Jesus talks about that in Matthew chapter 28 when he gives the Great Commission there, when he says, as you recall very clearly, he says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And so you see, evangelism is the first stage of missions, but then there's church planting. And when you read throughout the book of the Acts, over and over again, churches are being planted in Ephesus, in Thessalonica, in various cities, in various locations. They were doing the work of missions, and then there was discipleship, where the apostles and others were teaching new believers to grow in Christ. Your church pastor is to be involved with that, and so is mine. And I try, by the grace of God, in the church that I pastor, which is the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, to see that evangelism and missions is a priority, because that is how the church fulfills the Great Commission. But then secondly, the Great Commission is fulfilled by each Christian actively and intentionally being involved. Two key words there: actively and intentionally. I want to talk to you individual Christians today. The question is simple. Are you actively and intentionally involved with the Great Commission? Are you? It's given to you to fulfill. Are you doing it? You say, "Pastor Gary, how?" Well, I mentioned the other day that there are three ways. And if you are involved in these three ways, then you will be involved in fulfilling the Great Commission. The first way is to pray. Because, you see, prayer is the power of the Great Commission. When Christians pray, that brings the power of God into their ministry and gives them great opportunities and great strength to preach the gospel to the lost. Are you praying? Secondly, there's giving. That's the provision of the Great Commission. And the fact of the matter is, every Christian is to be giving financially to the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do you? You know, I personally believe that we should give our tithe to the local church. And the tithe is to go to support the ministry of the local church. But then beyond that, there are opportunities to give, whether it's through the local church or to this radio station, so that the gospel can continue to go out and reach the world for Christ and see souls saved. So praying is the power of the Great Commission. Giving is the provision of the Great Commission. And then you can go. That's the process of the Great Commission. The process of the Great Commission. Are you going? Are you? Are you going in your Jerusalem, that is in the town, the area right around where you live? Or are you soul winning in the area in which you live? Passing out tracts, talking to people about the Lord, praying for the salvation of souls? Are you? And then are you willing to go to the regions beyond yourself with the gospel? We are to do that. That's how the Great Commission is fulfilled. Are you praying? Are you giving? Are you willing to go? Take a look at that, because that's what Jesus Christ expects of you, dear Christian. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we will conclude our study on the Great Commission, so I trust that you'll be there by the radio as we've got some important information to share with you from the Word of God. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dahl, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.